Hey, man, what are you doing?
I'm just lying here relaxing in a stream. I call it streaming.
Okay, you know that word already has another meaning, right?
AFA Streaming offers free and subscription video content. Titles like By Design, The God Who Speaks, and Asbury Revival, Desperate for More. You'll also find video versions of AFR programs. Visit AFA.net and click on Streaming. Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Today's Issues, the name of this program. We're here for the next 24 and a half minutes just for you. Am I right, Ed?
Absolutely. We are here for our listeners.
We're here for our listeners.
To discuss the issues of the day with the kind of wisdom and intelligence that this world is thirsting for, frankly.
Most of us are here. Did I do something to offend Wesley?
No, Wesley stepped out of the room for a minute. He's coming. Wesley Wildman. Steve Paisley, Jordan.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good, joins us.
There he is.
Yeah, here's Wesley. It wasn't you, Steve.
I thought it was me. I thought no, he had said something.
Is that a milkshake?
So put your earphones on.
So are we on live radio?
We're on live radio.
This is live.
We're about 5 minutes late.
Ed's asking what you drinking there.
Well, so here's the situation. I got in a hurry this morning, got busy and forgot breakfast, then drank coffee, started getting lightheaded, and was like, uh-oh.
Oh, because of the
caffeine. So I ran upstairs, yeah. Like, so don't do 3 cups of coffee with nothing on your
stomach.
And well, you just turned a devotional this morning about being sober. So
you make a strong point.
Yeah, that's right.
So what I did was I ran upstairs real quick and made a protein shake.
Yeah.
So
that is.
What does that do for you?
Well, it's protein milk shake and protein.
Builds your muscle. You don't even. My understanding is you don't even have to work out.
Yeah.
You just drink these. Proteins.
Is that why your body's in such prime condition there?
That's why I look like melted ice cream.
At least that's what it says on the bag, right?
Yeah. You know what my answer
false
to that
advertisement
is?
like the Pfizer vaccine.
That was a good one. My answer to that is more popcorn.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised that you didn't go back.
Well, I had a bag.
Yeah, but that doesn't stop you. You usually have a
that
fresh
firearm,
bag.
That firearm violence thing just kind of
upset you.
I got to wait till lunch before I eat again.
What's interesting for talking about the popcorn, the first time I was on Today's Issues and he began choking on popcorn and that didn't stop him from getting more popcorn.
Yes.
I thought, you know what?
We need
an intervention here.
I can silence my microphone. Where America doesn't know that I'm choking on
Listen,
my popcorn.
I'm impressed with your endurance, sir. You just press on through the choking.
That's right.
And you go right back to the popcorn machine next break.
Inspiring. Well, I learned early on in life, you can't let popcorn beat you.
Yeah. The only person I've seen give himself a Heimlich maneuver. I think that's very impressive.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's I
learned that
it's
from
impressive.
A Sunday school lesson. When I was like 9, about beating, you got to beat the popcorn in your life. I never forget that lesson.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got to take control
of the
popcorn.
Class by itself. Right.
You got to take it captive.
when things explode in front of you and expand to something you can't control.
That's what I'm talking about, Steve.
Right. Yeah. He was listening. He was in that same class.
Yeah, that's right.
You take that, Baba.
All right, guys.
Steve, what do you got for us over here?
Hey, did you
introduce Steve?
Yes.
Yeah, Steve Paisley Jordan.
You weren't paying attention.
I wasn't.
Yeah. Yeah. Were you ordering something from Walmart?
No, I wasn't.
My Diane was at Walmart.
Huh? I've got more of that. Deodorant, hair gel.
All right.
By the way, I also
frozen pizza.
Need...
What else?
No.
I can almost tell you what's on that list.
Can I pick up some new friends at Walmart?
You don't know what's on this
list.
My
current ones are really hassling me. So are you guys enjoying the weather, the hot streak we got going here in the United States?
No, it's 10 degrees above normal.
Oh, it's...
I'm loving it.
It's got to be global warming, you know, they say. Yes. So the whole country is suffering almost indescribably in the 90s and 100s. I think what we need to do is we need to call in the climate experts to see if they can shed some wisdom on
why. Who are we going to call?
I'm thinking maybe Al Gore.
Oh.
Al Gore?
Al Gore.
Still alive?
I'm sorry. He is. No, you know what? No, I take that back. It's not Al Gore. It is.
But he's alive, though.
Yeah, he is alive.
Okay. You said he'd take it back.
Oh, he's staying alive.
John Kerry is who I was thinking of. I'm sorry. That's it. I said Al Gore. Just came out.
You're interchangeable climate. On this topic.
Right.
They're both dynamic.
They are. And the two of them, Al Gore and John Kerry, they do favor one another in a kind of Adams Family lurch kind of way.
Kind of do.
They're kind of the Simon and Garfunkel of global warming. Am I right? John Kerry,
yes.
And Al Gore.
They sing
they're
in
like
harmony.
They're like a bridge of glaciers that have melted.
A bridge over ice-free waters.
Yes.
A bridge over troubled climate.
Yes.
Well, the reason I think we need to bring John Kerry in is because he has been so uncannily accurate in his predictions about what's going to be happening. For example, a while back, this is
15 years ago,
he was speaking in Congress, and he had this prediction, cut 11.
Sea ice, which is melting at a rate that the Arctic Ocean now increasingly is exposed. In 5 years, scientists predict we will have the first ice-free Arctic summer.
Yeah.
Wrong.
Well, now he can always blame the scientists.
That was 15 years ago when he was in the United States Senate, saying that within 5 years, which would have been 10 years ago, see how I did the math there,
right,
that 10 years ago we would have an ice-free Arctic. And then what he
Arctic
said?
Arctic summer.
Okay. An ice-free, so the Arctic cap would melt. Is that what he's saying?
In the summer. And as Donald Trump
and this is who Biden.
Wrong.
This is who Biden picked to be his environmental czar.
Yes. And he, by the way, he's not alone in making these outlandish predictions that, number one, never come true, and number two, they never have to answer for.
Right.
When is he going to be asked about by the lamestream
media?
But
you're discredited, sir.
Right.
Yeah.
You're discredited, so go away and find something else to do.
I would say, with the exception of maybe Peter Ducey for Fox News, he will ask questions like that.
Yeah,
when he gets a chance.
Yeah. To be fair, now he did not. Joe Biden did not have a whole lot of choice between climate alarmists. They're all pretty bad.
No, you're
but
right.
He might be the best of the lot.
Right.
I'm just saying.
To me, okay, I hate to say this about anybody, but what he did right there in the United States Senate by saying within 5 years a polar ice cap would melt, nobody believed that. Not even him. Huh? I don't think.
I think they did believe it. I think they really
did. They were disappointed?
I think they hoped for it.
They were disappointed that the water didn't come up.
They were all, but alarmism serves the purpose. You yourself have said many times.
I've said it.
You've said that to get people to jettison their freedoms, you got to scare them. And remember all the pictures of the lonely polar bear sitting on an ice floe? And where's the ice going? It made it look like all the ice is melted, when the reality was polar bears use these breakaway pieces of ice to hunt seals.
Yes.
What follows, kind-hearted environmental people?
Your voice is going up.
What follows when that polar bear gets on that ice? Blood. Death. Baby seals crying for their mothers.
That's right.
As a polar bear wrenches it out of the ocean.
And then I have seen killer whales, which will go and actually swim as a pod underneath one of those ice floes,
knock off the
polar bear or the seal to go get them.
So anyway, the point is they were alarmists.
That's right.
And I think some of them do believe it.
I'm sure your favorite.
And I have a furthermore.
And furthermore.
Bring it.
And furthermore, listen to this clown again. Listen to this.
Sea ice, which is melting at a rate that the Arctic Ocean now increasingly is exposed. In 5 years, scientists predict we will have the first ice-free Arctic summer.
Okay, I would be for that, by the way. I think that sounds fun to me. But anyway, so But his timeline, again, is 10 years ago, the Arctic should have melted. If you go on what John Kerry said, who's Biden's choice to lead up our environmental response around the world, which he flies around the world on private jets. That's carbon emissions are through the roof, so to speak. But
he's known for getting it wrong.
Yeah. Good point, Wes.
He also said in that clip, he said, scientists said.
Yeah, scientists.
So they all tell us.
Who are these scientists?
Well, not only that, but they're always telling us to follow the science. So you're saying they can be wrong.
Hold on one second. My furthermore never got here.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I apologize.
That's okay.
Bring that furthermore.
Furthermore, if what he was saying was true, at the time, 15 years ago, him saying within 5 years there'll be no more ice on the North Pole. Is that what you understood?
In the summer.
That's what he said.
In the summer.
Okay. Then I would say, what are you saying right there? It was too late to do anything about it.
Well, that's there you go.
Yeah.
So by the time he's telling me that there's going to be no more ice during the summer on the North Pole, which was absurd.
Yeah.
By the time he was telling me that, within 5 years, there was nothing you could do about it anyway.
Yeah.
The die was already cast, so to speak. So they're only using this. They've changed it from global warming to climate change, so that anything that happens, tornadoes, hurricanes, earthquakes,
bad winter storms,
what they say it's because of
climate change.
Which is all caused by us using SUVs in America
and eating meat.
Americans using SUVs,
yes.
Not India.
Did John Kerry's from Massachusetts, right?
Yes, he is.
Does he have a home near on the beach anywhere in the state?
I don't know.
Well, if he does,
I'm guessing he probably has several.
Obama does.
His wife is the heir to Heinz ketchup.
So I'm just thinking he didn't
sell
it.
I'm sure he's got a lot of
money. If he really thought the polar ice caps were going to melt and the sea was going to rise by a couple feet, he would have sold his houses. Did we talk yesterday about the IPCC report that was doctored? This is the climate. IPCC is
the International Panel on Climate Change.
Climate Change. Basically, yes. They're the ones that put out the warnings. They are the chief alarmists.
Jobs are such a waste of time.
Well, they put out a warning which showed that a lot of the carbon, the heat, is trapping all the carbon that we use inside the atmosphere, and that humans are causing this. They came out with this report, and the graphs are going off the charts, going, heat rising. Except someone went and looked at the math, and somewhere in this report, they had magically multiplied every statistic by -1. What does that do? That inverts everything. What was a positive is a negative. What curve goes up actually goes down. So what you had was a report that the data said that humans are not causing it, and that the carbon, whatever it is not a big issue. But that went against the narrative, so they just snuck a -1 in there and put everything back to the narrative that they needed.
I'm going to pretend like I understood that.
Good.
You were looking at him like you did. I was watching your eyes.
That's why I was pretending.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's awful.
What I want to see in my lifetime, in the same way that the DEI programs and DEI departments.
DEI, diversity.
Equity and inclusion. Is that right?
Yeah, you got it.
Those departments and that movement, I would like to see in the same way that common sense came full circle and the majority, not a lot, but we're moving in the direction of those departments being let go and fired because they realize it's a waste of money primarily. Now, it's also counterproductive. It causes legal issues as also, but the primary reasons these college campuses and these private companies are getting rid of it is because it's a waste of money.
Yes.
Okay. I would like to see, and I would hope in my lifetime that we also see the climate change departments and areas realize that this is just one big waste of money.
Oh yeah, it is. Listen, another thing is you'll probably hear this tonight because we are under a heat wave in 2/3 of the country, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say this. It is summer.
Yes.
Watch
and see if you don't hear this. Today in wherever, USA, It was 99 degrees with a heat index of 105, breaking a record set in 1923.
Yes.
Oh, really? So you're telling me
for that day?
You're telling me, yeah, you're telling me 100 years ago, it was also this hot.
Yes. That's exactly how that works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's shattering a record set in 1937.
Yes.
When
it was also this hot.
When they had a heat wave in America in the summer.
In yeah. July. Well, yeah, we're a week out from July.
We mentioned this before. Listen, I am not a scientist. I know
Or a son of a scientist.
A son of a scientist.
But you do play one on the radio.
The son of a preacher, man.
Lewis Grizzard said, my daddy was a pistol and I'm the son of a gun.
Lewis Grizzard, that's going that. Back.
But what I want to say was, and I mentioned this before too, but it's brilliant. and it bears repeating.
Yes.
Watch these people who are always talking about the end of the world with climate change, because they always move the goalpost. Always move the goalpost. Just like John Kerry right there. If you ask John Kerry, watch this clip and explain to me why this didn't take place, he would say, well, I missed it by a few years.
20 years.
But that is going to happen eventually.
Yeah.
Okay. So, especially during election cycles, I'm raising my hands now. I'm getting serious here. Do you see my hands?
Absolutely.
Okay, now, I don't play the air accordion. Nobody can do it like Trump.
No, that's true.
So, I'm not going to try.
Set it down.
Huh? Nobody.
Set it down.
No way. Okay, so, especially during election cycles, what these people do is they always say within 10 years, usually. Okay, if we don't do A, B, and C within 10 years, we are going to burn up. The planet is going to burn up. So, and then 5 years from now, you could come back and say, well, wait a minute, you said it was 10 years from now. No, you know what they'll be doing? They'll be just on the edge of what you can measure. That way they can push it out far enough where they think people won't remember in 10 years. I said in 10 years.
Yeah. And in the meantime, they will live it up like the modern day nobility. They'll live it up with three or four houses on the seashore, eating meat when they're telling the rest of us to eat dead cicadas. And flying around to their little gatherings, and
on their private jets,
they live it up and saying, "Boy, you'll regret not doing something about climate change."
The little people need to take the mass transit.
Yes,
but Taylor Swift can fly all over the world.
Right,
she can go 60 miles on a private jet,
and then lecture the rest of us about climate change.
We're too important.
Yeah,
right. And you know, I was using her as an example.
No.
I was using Taylor Swift as an example, but I think she talks about climate change, and she flies around the world on private jets.
I
don't care. Well, fly all day.
Listen. If all this carbon going into the atmosphere really was going to burn the atmosphere up, then John Kerry should be saying no more concerts,
right?
No more football games,
right?
No more sporting events,
right?
When the sun goes down, everybody needs to turn off their lights,
right?
Okay, no lighting up Christmas trees, because this is the survival of the human race.
Yes, that's what he should be
preaching.
That's
what he should be saying.
Yeah, and you know what? We're not joking about this. I guess you guys would agree with me. This is not about climate change or global warming, saving the planet. When you peel back all the layers here, this is about controlling the American economy primarily, which fits into a globalist view of the world. These folks how can you control the American people in the American economy? Well, how can you bring them into line with the globalist view of the world? Well, we put all these regulations and stipulations on American companies.
Right.
Can't use coal, can't use natural gas.
Yep.
You Americans are going to bring down going to cause the world to burn up. You know what? Even if the U.S., I know this is a even if you bought into the globalist warming,
right,
globalist climate change, all their religion,
yeah,
Americans doing changes is not going to help one iota.
Right.
You look at India and China, they're not doing anything.
Each of them with soon 1.5 billion people.
They're the top polluters in the world.
Right.
And they're not following these global warming mandates.
Neither are poor countries. Poor countries aren't doing it.
No, in Africa, South America, maybe some South America, they're not doing this.
Right.
So it to me, it's just about, it's the same mentality of people saying we got to save the, you know, the beetle, the little, whatever, a beetle. We got to save the
snail
beetle.
Darter or something.
We got to save the snail darter so we can't log. We can't log here. That kind of, you know, yes, that, it's that
right.
kind of mentality.
Right.
You guys talking about Taylor Swift, you know, the other day she was railing about misogyny and how
patriarchy
and how the society is stacked against women. She told all of her 80,000 fans who paid $100 each that women can't get ahead in the world.
She said also.
Oh, yeah.
Huh? Yeah. Oh, I know. How ironic, right?
Yeah, right.
And also she said she said a word we can't even mention, but she was talking very vulgar to the young girls in the audience about this. All right, you're listening to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. We got 3 days. You want to say something?
I didn't make an observation.
Observate.
We have, observed the issue that gets y'all going, like vaccines and masks get me going.
Yeah.
And that is climate change.
Climate change.
I have it sat does. Back over here with my protein shake,
right.
and I have taken it in.
Yes.
And I am.
Well, Ed.
I'm just glad to know you get as worked up as
my arms start to go up. It's like,
and my voice starts to go
up. And Ed's voice starts to go up.
It starts to climb. By the way, let me rebuke you, Wesley, sir. Okay. You're drinking that protein shake out of a plastic bottle.
Oh,
how dare you,
sir? How dare I?
That's how dare
the plastic
you?
Contributed.
You hang around long enough.
It's a recyclable one.
It's petroleum-based.
Right.
That's how all this plastic's made. My Diet Coke bottle,
it's
not recycled.
Wesley, you hang around long enough in this show, you'll know that this is just one of many issues that can get your dad Ed going for quite a while.
Yeah,
talk about polls.
That's true, but I want up all y'all in here if we get going about vaccines and masks.
This is why I go back to my office and I turn on smooth jazz. Because I have to calm down
before lunch break.
Before lunch break.
That's right.
So Steve, enjoy your part. Sort of a smooth jazz note.
I want to thank and some conservatives for thanking CNN for running Trump ads. You say, how in the world is CNN running Trump ads? Well, CNN keeps putting up these chyrons, these pictures of the evil things that Donald Trump will do if he gets the election. He's going to deport migrants, illegals. He's going to reinstate what they call the Muslim travel ban, which is the ban on people from countries where we cannot verify who they are.
Never was a Muslim travel ban.
No. He's going to deploy federal troops to Democrat-run cities. And so they're scaring their base by this, but Republicans are going, thank you for I didn't know I wanted to vote for him so much.
I know.
Thank you for the ad.
Thank
you, CNN.
So the debate is tomorrow in Atlanta.
9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central.
We won't get to talk about it until Monday.
Yeah. We do talk about it. We do joke about it. But, you know, on the other hand, it's a very serious time in our country, and we need good leadership.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Are we not? I saw on schedule we're coming in Saturday morning early to do a preview of an interview.
Well, Wesley, I'm going to use a phrase from George H.W. Bush here, which you can go back and look up on the internet.
He was a president.
You were born after that. He had an expression, not going to do it.
Not going to do it.
And so I'm just going to tell you that as far as coming
so no up, recap on Saturday morning of the
– Saturday morning to break down the debate from Thursday night.
There will be shows that do that. Yeah. Jenna Ellis will do that on Friday.
On Saturday morning.
Oh, I see.
Do it on Friday.
Yeah. He's mentioned it because today's
Saturday
just,
morning.
Yeah.
Saturday morning, we're – not gonna do it.
Yes. We'll meet you here. Show up. We'll be here.
All right. Have a great day, everybody. See you tomorrow.